Victoria, British Columbia's recent cold snap has been life-threatening for people facing homelessness and struggling with addiction and mental health issues, says a spokesman for one of the province's largest shelters. The BC Coroner's Service reported Thursday it is investigating the cause of the outdoor deaths of 36 people during the early days of January when the province was in the grip of a record-breaking cold snap. Coroner's Service data for the days from January 1 to 16 show the highest number of people dying on January 12, a day when numerous low-temperature records were broken across BC. Grant McKenzie, a spokesman for Our Place Society in Victoria, said people living on the streets, with addiction and mental health issues, are vulnerable to cold weather, with many not conscious of the danger they face. A lot of times people just aren't aware that they are freezing to death, that they're getting frostbite, he said. That's one of the side effects of both the addiction and mental health crisis. The drugs just take away your awareness of how dangerous your situation is. The coroner's service has yet to determine the cause of the January outdoor deaths, but said five people died on January 12, when temperatures at Puntsea Mountain, west of Williams Lake, neared minus 50 C, while Victoria broke a 61-year-old record with a temperature of minus 10.7 C. But the death rate wasn't much different from last year, when the service said 34 people died during the same period when the temperature in Metro Vancouver on January 12 was 10 C. The service said in a statement that it categorizes outdoor deaths as those that occur in public spaces, on streets or sidewalks, in parking lots, parks, trails and campgrounds. Deaths classified as suicide, homicide or vehicle-related are excluded from the outdoor data, said the coroner's service. McKenzie said he doesn't have a count of deaths in Victoria since the start of 2024, but has heard reports of people dying. I don't think I've seen as much death on the streets as we have in the last month, he said. We're definitely seeing a spike of bad drugs on the street that are taking a lot of lives. Late last year, the coroner's service reported more than 600 people experiencing homelessness in BC died in 2021 and 2022, a sharp increase in the annual average of 183 deaths. The coroner's report said it defined a person experiencing homelessness as living outdoors in a makeshift shelter, parked vehicle, vacant home, or any other structure not intended for habitation. It also included people staying in emergency shelters or temporarily with family, friends or at safe houses or transition homes. The coroner's service report said the toxic illicit drug supply significantly contributed to the increase, with more than 8 of every 10 deaths in the review classified as accidental. McKenzie said it's tragic, but people end up taking more drugs during cold weather to seek relief. If you are out in a tent or you're out on the street and it's cold and miserable and you're just in survival mode, your chances of maybe doing more drugs than normal would be common because you want to escape, he said. A temporary shelter, home or warm indoor space is a first step toward lifting people out of addiction, said McKenzie. Our Place Society provides more than 1,000 meals daily, 400 units of housing, transitional shelter spaces, hot showers, job skills, health care, education and addiction recovery services. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 18, 2024. Dirk Meissner, The Canadian Press.